This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour on this Tuesday. We've been slicing and dicing the Giants, getting blown out at home against the Seahawks. Two picks for Daniel Jones. And if you're counting, and we are, since coming into the league in 2019, Daniel Jones leads the NFL with 24 fumbles lost and 40 interceptions. So 64 giveaways, tied for fourth most in the NFL over that span. Also, he's 1-12 in primetime. He's going to win the Kirk Cousins Award, a winning percentage of .077, worst of any quarterback with at least five primetime starts since 2000.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day.
Daniel Jones sacked 10 times, most by a quarterback, since Marcus Mariota was sacked 11 times back in 2018 with the Ravens. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I forgot all about this. The Seahawks are 6-0 all-time at MetLife Stadium. 4-0 against the Giants, 1-0 against the Jets, and the other win, Marvin?
Fritzy's Broncos, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 48 with the win against the Broncos. 6-0 record. That's the most wins without a loss at a venue since 1970 by a team. But Seattle likes going there, whether they're playing the Jets or the Giants. I don't know how good they are. Paulie was asking me this. Are they a good team? I think they're a good team. I think they're a competitive team. You know, they're not ready to be up there with San Francisco or Philadelphia, maybe even Dallas. But Pete Carroll has a system, and it works. Kenneth Walker is, I love watching him play. Tyler Lockett, loved him out of college. You know, he's a guy who's productive. He's just not a star. DK Metcalf is a star. I just don't think he's as productive as you should be for being a star. But they still have some playmakers, and they're 3-1 so far this season. All right. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Coming up this weekend, it's Big Ten Saturday night. It's Michigan and Minnesota on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night. I totally screwed this up yesterday. At least I think I did. Where I was talking about the college football matchups. You got Oklahoma and Texas, because I was looking at how many games are between ranked teams. Oklahoma and Texas, that'll be at the Cotton Bowl. That's 12 versus 3. You have LSU and Missouri. Missouri's 21st. LSU is 23rd. You have, you know, Alabama at Texas A&M is sneaky because we know that bad blood there. Alabama's favored by, who wants to guess? Todd, I'll start with you. Alabama favored against A&M at A&M by?
6.5.
Seton.
Man, 7.5.
Marvin.
10.5.
Paulie.
5.5.
2.5.
2.5?
2.5. 2.5. How about Kentucky at Georgia? Georgia's favored by 14.5. Kentucky's 20th. Michigan at Minnesota. Michigan a big favorite there. How about Notre Dame at Louisville? Now, when I saw this game on the schedule, I thought, okay, Notre Dame, they're going to have trouble. You know, they're going to lose one of these games. And I thought Duke or Louisville would be one of the two games on the road that they would lose. They squeaked out the win against Duke. Now, they're favored by 6.5 against Louisville. Let me see. Any other big games? Here's one I'm interested in, and don't ask me why. Fresno State is 24th. They're at Wyoming, and they're favored by 6.5. I'm going to try to watch the game. USC hosting Arizona, they're favored by 21.5. Yes, Paulie.
The early Fox game is I don't know if it's sneaky, but Maryland's 5-0. A quiet 5-0 this year at Ohio State. They're still getting 19.5 points, but Maryland's waxed everybody they played this year. They're not, I say this now, they're not bad. At least hopefully it's a good game.
By the way, NFL odds to be the number one overall pick. This is closer than I thought. Okay? So I'll give you that caveat to start. This, according to DraftKings, the NFL odds to be the number one pick this year. Caleb Williams. Close second. Anybody want to take a guess? Marvin.
Shedeur Sanders.
Paulie.
Marvin Harrison.
Todd.
Bo Nix.
Seton.
The text score. Yours?
Drake May. I thought that was, okay, here are the odds. Caleb Williams minus 500. Drake May is plus 550. That's as close as it gets with the second guy. Then it's Marvin Harrison Jr. the third at plus 1500. So it's Caleb Williams. And then second is Drake May, another quarterback there. But I was a little surprised at that. So foregone conclusion that Caleb Williams will be your top pick coming up in the draft. All right, time to play Good Idea, Bad Idea. Paulie, the stage is yours.
Here we go, Dan.
Okay.
You know how all the leagues are trying to dissuade tanking, not let teams tank or keep them away from that? Mm-hmm. There's only so much you can do about it. How about this at the NFL? If an NFL team cannot have the number one pick two drafts in a row as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Bears were the worst team in the league, had the number one pick of the draft last year. If they have the number one pick, the worst record in the league this year, they have the number two pick in the draft, and so on and so on. So you can't completely tank and assure yourself the number one pick.
But do you think the Bears are tanking?
No, but I think it'd be a good rule because then there's no incentive to completely give up. At best, they could get the number two pick. Like a Philadelphia 76ers type situation where 2 years in a row, because right now the Bears, the best thing to happen to them would be to lose the rest of their games.
Yeah, but they're bad, but are they intentionally bad? Whereas it felt like the process was, let's be bad. You know, Mark Cuban saying that, you know, the Mavs were tanking 1 year to get a better draft pick. So I understand it. I understand it. But I don't know if it's fair to a team that can't get out of its own way.
Right, but I guess it's like, why are you going to reward you for stinking? I know they want parity in the NFL, but I think it'd be kind of a cool rule.
Yeah. I can bring it up with the commissioner.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. He didn't come on the show.
Mm. Tell him that's the only thing when I ask him. One question.
Yeah.
He just doesn't come on so that they could steal the ideas and be like, oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. No, I would gladly give him all my great ideas, just like I gave Commissioner Silver with the NBA. I said, here, take them. Take credit for them. I don't care.
Here. Take it.
Yeah. No, I don't think the commissioner's going to join us. In the next 4 years?
Oh, 4.5.
Well, it's been how many?
It's been
8.5, 10.
How long has it been since the Was it 10?
Since he's appeared on the show or appeared on the show with you?
With me. The fact that when I had a guest host.
That is soft.
He went on with both of the guest hosts, didn't he?
I think he went on with Ross once.
And Trey Wingo.
Trey Wingo at the old place and maybe Florio here.
He definitely came out with Florio.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Florio here and Trey at the other place.
He might have been on three times without me being here.
It's got to be at least a decade since he's been.
I think it's 2011, okay. Fall of 11, that the last time he was on the show.
And don't do this.
Fall of 11.
Do not do this.
That's an emo band name, by the way. Fall of 11.
Fall of 11.
I don't want him on the last day that I'm doing the show.
I think if you said you would retire even a year earlier, he may join the show.
No. No. I don't want him on.
Reverse psychology.
No, trust me. I don't want him on.
So if they call and said he's good
I
to
don't
go,
want him on.
Would it be so good if we canceled?
I don't want, no. Look.
Nah, we're good.
I've been respectful. We always ask for another side. If I have information from Players Association, I have treated the NFL and the commissioner fairly. I have. But whatever his reasoning is, and I'm sure that they'll say, no, he has no problem with Dan. Remember, you had to be a partner of the NFL? Well, I did Football Night in America. Oh, you got to be a partner with the NFL. I worked at a company. I worked at DirecTV. A direct partner. And he still didn't want to come on. But I there's no need to have him on. I like Adam Silver. It's a conversation. He listens to what I have to say. And I think he's genuinely a good guest interested in exchanging ideas. Rob Manfred, the same way. Yes, Todd.
I just got a note back saying, sorry, we need more than 4 years' notice to get this done. So that's got to be.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple bloops on that.
4 1/4 years' notice? Couple, we can't figure out 10
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, you know what? And the show doesn't lose anything by not having him on. Like, I used to think, God, having the commissioner on, that's great. They don't say anything. Now, Commissioner Silver will, he'll say, look, I'll address carrying the ball. I'll address some of these things. I'll address, basketball's positionless. We shouldn't have, NBA first team with two guards and two forwards in the center. I mean, he listened to those things. I appreciate that. But, this commissioner doesn't have time or has, a hang up with me. I have no idea why. But I don't care anymore. Why I just spent 5 minutes caring.
I don't care.
Yes, Molly.
I think it was about 5 years ago. Fritzy got one of those emails back from the NFL PR people, who I like and deal with nicely. And they said, unfortunately, he won't be available in the near future. And I started losing my mind, and I dictated a note for Fritzy to send back. I'm like, tell them 24 hours a day, Dan will be sitting in the chair.
I will wake up in the morning.
Right.
I'll wake up at 3 in the morning to come down here.
Night or day, short notice, cell phone, Zoom, in person, we'll go to you. I volunteered to take us to the offices, their offices, and tape the interview there. So he doesn't have to leave the building or use cell phone time if he was low on it.
It's okay. It's all right.
Fritzy goes, you sure you want me to send this?
Yeah, I love Paul. You get like, what do you mean he's out of the country? So like, there's no technology.
Well, yeah, when
no
somebody
phone.
Says he's not available, well, when's he going to be available? Because we'll be available. Like we've always been fair. All right. Maybe there are times I've colored outside the lines and said something, but I try to be fair and give the other side a chance. And I'm talking about the product all the time. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So I was curious about Devin Witherspoon when he was at Illinois. He was incredible last night, all over the field. He had a couple of sacks, pick six. His stats in 12 games, 2022, three interceptions. He had one sack. He didn't have any touchdowns. Last night had one interception, an interception return for a touchdown, two sacks, two tackles for losses, one defensive touchdown. So he pretty much surpassed his entire final year at Illinois last night against the Giants. A couple of phone calls here. Let's see. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP.
Hi, Joe.
158-150. Thank you. Just tagging on to your earlier discussion about bad accents. It's got to go to Martin Sheen and The Departed. It was awful. Only second to Leo's Boston accent in that movie. But I'm a big fan of Rounders, as you guys are. So I have a poll question for you and the Danettes.
Okay.
Who's hotter, Gretchen Mol or Famke Janssen? Thanks, Dan.
Oh, from Rounders.
Gretchen Mol played Matt Damon's
girlfriend.
And Famke Janssen was the, she ran the illegal poker place.
Yeah, she was pretty,
that's a tough question.
Pretty hot. I'm going to go. Plus, she had danger attached to her, so I'd probably lean towards.
Always lean toward danger.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Show me where the danger is. I am the danger.
All right. Yeah, bloop.
Yeah, thank bloop. You.
Yeah, it's a great line.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hey, Mike.
Morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Don't have a question for you today. I just thought it was really cool timing with all of the Rocky IV talk going on earlier that you managed to get Burt Young in studio today. How'd you pull that off?
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Here we go.
You want to crush Fritzy? Just say he looks like Burt Young from Rocky.
They're so adamant about it. You guys are like identical twins.
You do look a lot like him.
Just not seeing it.
And Burt Young's still alive, by the way. Colin in Arizona. Hi, Colin. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. 5'9", hard 150. I just want to say I love Seton and Fritzy. They bring a ton to the show. Y'all give me a ton of life. I listened to y'all during my vasectomy. Thanks for carrying me through. Stuck it front row.
Wow. That's
emphatic.
Colin, row fan.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. Suck it front row. What did you guys do?
We still have the ability to reproduce. I know that we had that. It may not be entertaining, but I could have a child.
You helped him through his vasectomy. That's a new one.
We'll add that to the list of ailments and surgeries.
Yes.
And everything.
We should have just like a big mannequin or something, and then just have people tell us the operation they had, and we attach their name to the mannequin.
Well, you said the operation game. We should probably have with the guy with the red nose. That would be perfect to go to all the.
Well, that's
bodies.
You and me. We've had a lot of surgeries.
We have.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, Kirk Cousins is 11-19 in primetime. 34th lowest winning percentage since 2000. Let's see. Among the 33 quarterbacks since 2000, less successful than Kirk D. Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Mac Jones, Drew Bledsoe, Andy Dalton, Justin Fields. So, all right. Kirk does usually not prevail in primetime, but he's not as bad as Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones is, what, 1-12 in primetime?
I don't know if I'm going to hang my hat on that one. Yeah. Not as bad as the guy in New York.
How good is Kirk Cousins? Well, he's not as bad as Danny Dimes in primetime. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We'll update the poll results and give you a new one for the final hour. Oh, Legacy Box. You know, this is so good because everybody can use this. And, you know, it depends on when you want to do it, but you should always think about this. You have all those memories, right? DVDs. You got VHS. You got film, 8mm, pictures. All you have to do is gather it all up, put it in a Legacy Box, and you send it to them. So the things are falling apart. You're risking losing all these memories, and now you have a chance to keep them intact. You know, you talk about that time in Little League you did this, or you first steps for a baby or something at the wedding. You want to make sure you always have that. You always have those memories, never, that they don't fade, literally. So Legacy Box, you save and replay the highlight reels of your life. Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick. There's an exclusive discount on your order just for being a fan of the Dan Patrick Show. So go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick and tell them we sent you. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Baseball playoffs starting today, this afternoon. Rangers, Rays, Blue Jays, Twins, Diamondbacks, Brewers, Marlins, and the Phillies. Anybody got a rooting interest? If you don't have a favorite team, is there anybody you're rooting for here? Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, check the hat. Let's go Blue Jays.
Oh, okay. I see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bloop, bloop. You just like the hat, though.
You got me.
Okay.
But now I'm rooting for him.
Okay. It is a great hat.
It is. Top five logo of all time.
Top five of all sports? Really?
Top five logo of all time, period.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Come on.
Oh, it might not be off.
Top five?
So top five logo of all time, period.
Okay.
Okay, well, of baseball or all sports?
You said all sports.
So the Yankees, the most iconic logo in all of sports.
Oh, you can put whatever four you want to next to it. But
okay.
Top five logo.
Oh, he's on that hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm dying on here. Put a casket right here.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
All right. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Mine is also mostly hat related. The Milwaukee Brewers have great hats, and their uniforms are great color. I think Brewers are a lovable story because was their last World Series appearance in the early 80s against the Cardinals? I can't remember them making it since then. Yeah, I think they lost to the Cardinals in the early 80s. I don't think they've been back.
Mm.
And that's a seem likable town. They're fun. You got Giannis will come to a couple playoff games.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
They've been in the playoffs the past few years, but they went on like a 20-year streak in the 80s and 90s without playoffs.
Maybe Dame Lillard.
Yeah, see.
Any love for the Orioles?
Definitely the Orioles.
Well, you have the memory of Brooks Robinson. You know, maybe there's, you know, something there. I just hope that they're not one and done because they've been a really good story, and then you just don't want them to bow out and people go, yeah, same old Orioles. They had a really good year. Is the postseason about the teams in or the teams that didn't make it? I mean, got the Red Sox, got the Mets, you got the Yankees, Cardinals not in. And they're always in, at least two of the four, if not three of the four. Yes, Marv.
I hate that so much sometimes because I know why, but it just does such a disservice to the teams that play well all year long. Like, look, let's not talk about the Mets who spent $89 billion to not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Marlins that spent $89,000.
Adam in Florida. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Fritzy. First time, long time, 5'9", 175.
I've got some alternative Jimmy Butler emo names for you.
Okay.
All right. We got Foul Out Boy. We've got Backboard Confessional.
Okay.
Panic at the free throw. Mm-hmm. The McDonald's All-American Redux. And okay. Taking Back Court Sunday.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. Yeah, well done.
Well done, Adam.
Jimmy Butler's a different cat. Now, he might be in an emo mood because he lost out on Dame Lillard. Does Kawhi Leonard know about the load management thing? Because they asked him yesterday at Media Day about the league's new policy on load management.
If the league is seeing or trying to mock what I did with the Raptors, then they should stop because I was injured during that whole year. But other than that, if I'm able to play, I'll play basketball. I work out every day in the summertime to play the game, not to sit and watch people play. So no league policy is helping me to play more games.
Wow. Man, I can just feel that excitement from Clipper fans after that. Let's go! Yeah, Paulie.
It's that type of energy you could expect all season. Yeah. Right, with Clipper basketball.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
That's the beauty about being a Clipper and not a Laker. No one's really.
No one cares. Nobody.
Yep.
Nobody.
No one's saying, oh, when are they going to do it?
Could you imagine if AD said this? If Anthony Davis said this?
Quitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Kawhi, we're like, all right, whatever, Kawhi.
Clippers did the exact same thing as the Lakers. Big free agent and then traded the farm for a second star.
Yeah. Baker and Bozeman. Hey, Baker.
Danny, you know, Kawhi is way more monotone than the teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he just set the bar. A few things. First of all, I need to tell you an important thing about your Dan's House theme song, but first, Marvin the Prince mentioned Michael Keaton being from Pittsburgh, and he is from Pittsburgh, but I don't know if you know this, but he, for a long time, has lived right here in Bozeman, Montana. So next time you come out fishing, Dan, you should look him up and have him take you out fishing. He's a commonly seen around here.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, a nice lady called in asking the backstory on the Dan's House theme song that's on Peacock. Mm-hmm. And you and Seton were saying you thought you produced it in Los Angeles or something. I was real confident that Two-A-Days recorded that back at the time that he was auditioning for American Idol.
I don't think Two-A-Days ever did anything that creative. But I don't think he sang on that song. Not that I'm aware of. Marv, what?
I was told no.
No? Two-A-Days is not on that record?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think.
He auditioned. We went outside the building. We gave him a good shot. He got first crack at it, and then we spent money to go outside the building.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
Too soon.
You know, people love that theme song. When they hear it, it's poppy. You know, their kids love it. It's I don't know how much thought went into it, but it's pretty good. You know, it's got that 80s sitcom vibe to it. Yeah. Come on. Come on, kids.
Come on and ride with the tide. I will be right here by your side.
That could be Two-A-Days, though. That could be.
Like the sea, cause we have nothing.
I mean, tonally.
We will run like water from the river to the sea.
Yeah. Good stuff. Heavy hitting. Yeah, that's on Two-A-Days. That's not.
It's a great song, though.
Jeff in Missouri. Good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Yesterday you had Pete on, and you posed the question, why is Micah Parsons still in? Why is Dak Prescott still in? They're up by 20 late in the game. Is there an argument that can be made that some of these, if not many of these players, have these incentive-laden contracts where they, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan. If Chris Jones gets a certain number of sacks this year, he gets an extra amount of money for him and his people. Is there an argument that can be made that these guys want to stay in even if the game is up because they get money because of these incentive-laden contracts? Thanks, Dan.
Sure. But as the head coach, I still have to make a business decision myself because if Mike McCarthy doesn't make the playoffs because Micah Parsons gets injured, then, you know, he's going to lose his job. So he's got an incentive, too, to keep you know, his star players healthy for as long as possible. And Dak Prescott has had an injury, a couple of them. And Micah Parsons got hurt earlier in the game. And that's where you have to say, I'm going to take you out. You know, the whole incentive thing, it's tricky because, you know, guys, if they average a certain amount or they make first or second or third team, you know, I would hope that you just play because you want to play, not, hey, I'm going to play and play harder because of the incentives that are attached to it. Yeah, Paul.
If you're an owner, and I don't know how this works, but let's say Micah Parsons had a thing. If you get 15 sacks, you get an extra $100,000. If he finishes with 14 and a half sacks, if it's in his contract, can you give it to him? Could you say, here's a check, dude. That's close enough. For goodwill, for happiness, for re-signing him someday? Or would that be against the rules of the contract?
I don't know about that. I'm guessing you could get around that creatively, but it feels like owners usually will, you know, give in to the player if they're close to a milestone. But I don't know. Maybe ask Florio, Fritzy, you know, contractually, are you allowed to do that where it's 15 sacks and you get $1 million, you know, extra? Can I give that to you? Yeah, Paul.
There was a play a couple of years ago. Rob Gronkowski needed one more catch on the season to get, I think, $250,000. And he tells Brady in the huddle. He goes, Brady goes, what? And he goes, tells him, I need one more catch for a quarter. And he goes, all right. He goes, run left or something like that. And he just throws him a pass in a flat for 2 yards.
Is the owner rooting against that? I wonder.
But isn't that that's money well spent. Paying Micah Parsons to an extra $1 million for his 16th sack is like, that's where I want to park my dough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Tom in L.A. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Danny?
Hey, Tom.
5'10", 200 pounds. All right, I got a good idea or bad idea, all right?
All right.
All pro referees must have a post-game presser.
Like every referee? Like you can't
The head referee.
Oh, the head referee. What they do is they'll have one reporter, the pool reporter, and then they'll talk to the head official. I think that's what would I like to see more transparency? Yes, I would. I don't know if the NFL is going to do that. I don't know if the officials are going to want to allow to do, have that you interrogate them. Yes, Paul.
I could tell you why they would not let officials go in front of a live camera, because these aren't trained media professionals. And can you imagine like some good NFL reporter like Tom Pelissero grilling a official after the game and it was on NFL Network and they trip up on one phrase, one word. Well, it looked kind of like holding. Oh, kind of like holding. You know, imagine that one word if they were
live. It's kind of like flu-like symptoms. Holding is flu-like symptoms. You either have it or you don't. You either held or you didn't. You know, it looked like he was kind of holding there. I have flu-like symptoms. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Oh, somebody's got to explain that Sauce Gardner call because that was just ridiculous.
Although, I think Dean Blandino, former head of officials, did look at that play and say that it was the correct call. Yes, he did.
They seem to go, it's very rare that they're like, this is the wrong call, Jim. You know, even like the analysts, there are times that is so obviously pass interference, and they're like, minimal contact there. Yeah. I don't really see a problem with it. And you're like, dude, what are you talking? They were holding down both of his arms and tackled him before the ball got there. How is that not pass interference? And then there's other times where, you know, in slow motion, it looks like he rips the guy's arm off, but in real time, it was barely a tap, and they're like, that's a lot of contact there. You got to take.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner from the Jets had a post about it, about the holding call against Scantling, I think it was. And he said, we are only 5 yards down the field. I extended my arm and gave him like a quick hook. Mm-hmm. But he goes, my hand came right off him. Because if you watch it in slow motion, it looks like I hooked the guy
right hard.
He goes, if you watch it in real time, it just grazed off him.
But you look at that call, and then you look at the non-call on Mahomes' scramble, and one is so obvious. Like the tackle didn't let go. He was holding on and continued to hold on. He wasn't like, I'm holding, now I'll let him go and act like I didn't hold him. Yes, Mark.
And the call was late. After the interception, Everyone got all excited and they were like, whoop, you have that, whoop.
Yep, yep. That's what I had a problem with. It's like, okay, who's telling? New York's probably saying, he grabbed him. Yeah. When you have a standalone game, I wonder the attention to detail of these calls that New York will help the officials. Like how much are they because you want to make sure that you call the game correctly. You don't want to have those call, that stand out. It's a standalone game, and then everybody's going to be talking about it. Rich in Connecticut. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I was wondering if you're aware of this new TV show on a rival network called Crapopolis.
Yes. And, I did. I saw the title of that, Rich, but I haven't watched the show.
I was wondering if Crappensburg State is located in that area.
No, Crappensburg State is located in Pennsylvania, Chartsville, Pennsylvania.
Lower Chartsville.
Yeah, lower Chartsville, Pennsylvania. Rodney in Des Moines. Hey, Rod.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, front row, back row, and those behind the scenes. I wanted to call in. You had a gentleman last week that was talking about his son trying to decide between Wisconsin and Crappensburg State. And I was going to say, obviously, they have not had their sit down with the folks at Crappensburg yet. My son and I had an opportunity recently, and we went in, and just as you folks said, it is not for everyone, they stressed. They said it takes a lot of good moral fiber for things to go smoothly during your time at Crappensburg.
All right, I'm going to give Rodney credit.
Moral fiber.
Kept the energy up the entire time.
He wrote 7 more minutes.
Yeah, he did. Crappensburg State. T-shirt is available, danpatrick.com. Also, our tribute to Love with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's up there as well. Yes, Marv.
You know what? I believe in this. Also because Travis shot his shot first. It wasn't like it just came out of nowhere.
Okay.
So when he went to the concert, he was like, hey, trying to see what's up with Taylor. And she didn't seem interested, but now she is. So you guys are saying it's concocted. Nah.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's interested. Mm-hmm. Now that it's in the media, she's interested.
And you're playing the Bears on Fox?
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to choose to believe that it's love. No. Until it's noted otherwise. Yes, Marv.
And does Taylor Swift make an appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show?
No.
So why are we doing all this? Let's just believe in love.
See, if she was doing the halftime show, then I would think this might be orchestrated a little bit. But she's not doing the halftime show. And I think the holdup was Pepsi and Coke. It's the NFL sponsored by Pepsi. And she does Coke, I think. Well, she just represents Coca-Cola. I don't want that clip taken out of context. Yes, Paul?
But if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, then she'll be attending to support her man.
But she won't be performing the halftime.
She was performing in the Skybox the past 2 nights.
Yeah. Yeah. She was the most animated of everybody in the Skybox, in the suite. Because there would be, like, you'd see her expression, and you'd see everybody else, and they're just kind of like dead, you know, no emotion whatsoever.
Ryan Reynolds was like staring off into the distance, like like he was thinking about how did I get here?
What am I doing? I thought I was famous. I just own a soccer club.
Fourth tier soccer.
Yeah.
It's no Wrexham. MetLife, I'll tell you what. Yeah. It's no Wrexham.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
And Brittany Mahomes did not seem too pleased.
Well, okay. She was eating in that one picture. But does she look at this and say, wait, I thought I was the queen here, you know, that my husband's Patrick Mahomes. All of a sudden, you know, you got Tay-Tay coming in and now she got kicked to the curb?
Yes, that's exactly what we're saying.
Yes, Todd.
Did we ever set an over-under on this relationship if we believe it's real? Because we're saying if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, you know, that she would likely be there to root on her man. February's a long way away.
I have no idea.
They're just having fun, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, why are we putting all this pressure on them? They're just having fun.
Yeah.
They're two kids that are like 33.
Yeah.
They're just having fun, okay?
Yeah. They're just dating. It's just casual. Doesn't have to be serious. She just got out of a serious relationship. Wasn't she dating Joe for like 6 years? Joe Alwyn.
Who?
He's an actor.
Oh.
Yeah. I think she dated him a long time.
Did she write a song about him?
I don't think so. I think he got out. He somehow avoided that. Maybe there was a prenup where, you know what, I'm going to date you, but you can't write a song about me. Thank you, Todd.
Dating prenup.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just have a music contract with her just to say, look, you can't write a song about this. All right?
But there's ways around that. It could be vaguely having to do with that, and you just didn't call the person that name in the song.
Thank you, Tom.
The name of the song would be Cease and Desist. You know, just embrace it.
Yeah, see.
The media did do Brittany Mahomes kind of dirty, though.
Why?
Because it's one picture.
I know.
Everybody's celebrating having the time of her life, and she looks like she's pouting, sitting down.
I respect her that she's focused on a plate full of chicken fingers.
That is tough.
Those fingers go fast in those skyboxes.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You turn around, Ryan Reynolds is, grabbing your chicken fingers. I mean, you got to eat them while you can.
Look at Blake Lively. She's having a time. Her and Taylor holding up drinks. Yeah, we're celebrating.
I know they're doing vodka cranberry. And like, okay, all right, girl.
Brittany's just sitting, looking at her phone with like a crying face on.
All right. Stinks. Last call for phone calls. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Made by athletes, worn by athletes, Wolf and Shepherd. You've probably seen them with Rob Gronkowski or Steve Nash, Maria Sharapova, Aaron Andrews, yours truly. And it all started with the crossover. So you take the classic dress shoe, but you make it athletic. It feels like an athletic shoe. It's comfortable. And they didn't stop there. The all-new Cruise Line. Cutting edge of casual. These are styles that are meant to be worn every day with the comfort to actually do it. A dress shoe can look good, but it doesn't always feel good. Designed in Los Angeles, crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal, these shoes are the future of footwear. They are classic, but they are comfortable. Never sacrifice style for comfort again, especially with Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear and discover what shoes were always meant to be. Wolf and Shepherd. Try the crossover. Check out the Cruise Line as well. WolfandShepherd.com. WolfandShepherd.com, and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Robert Griffin Jr. III will join us on the program. Did you see where Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, kind of left Deshaun Watson hanging out to dry? Where he said he was cleared to play this past weekend, but he chose not to play? Normally, your coach protects your quarterback. And, you know, judging from what Kevin Stefanski is saying, that he was cleared, but Deshaun chose not to play. Yes, Paulie?
Which reminds me of his last year in Houston, where he was completely cleared physically to play, cleared by the league, and he chose, and they let him not play for an entire year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But usually your coach is going to protect your quarterback. Deshaun Watson's money is guaranteed. He's going to be there in Cleveland a long time. He's had one good game. His stats are average, and then he chose not to play. Dorian Thompson Robinson had to play that game against the Ravens. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised at that. I don't know the full context of that, but I just saw the clip, and I was like, wow, that's rare. Katie in Denver. Good morning, Katie. What's on your mind?
I just have a little beef with you, Dan, about T-Swift.
Oh, okay.
And Joe.
Oh, Joe, her former boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
And you said she didn't write any songs about him? So, go listen to the song London Boy. And what about the song Lover?
Oh, but these are positive. We're talking about negative ones.
You did not say negative.
Well, you can write a song.
Apologize fast.
All right. Katie, I apologize. Okay.
Damn it. Just listen to London Boy.
Oh, no. I've listened to the songs. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But I'll clarify it then, Katie. I just want to make sure everybody knows that sometimes Taylor will write a negative song about somebody that she's dated.
It's Katie Elwin calling in, by the way.
Yeah. Just want to let everybody know. Taylor has written songs, negative songs about former lovers. See John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal. Yes, Paul?
This is a good lesson for all of us. If we make mistakes about Taylor Swift, we're going to catch the heat.
Yeah.
It's like if you say, how many national titles did Bear Bryant have, and you don't want that kind of heat, you know, if you get it wrong.
Mm. Oh, I'd rather get that wrong than get something wrong with Taylor Swift.
SEC heat is not as big as Swifty heat?
Nobody cares about, you know, Bear Bryant now.
Careful.
Yeah, they don't. No, they don't. But they care about Taylor Swift. Yeah, I think she wrote positive songs about Joe. That's when they were dating. And then when they broke up, that's why I was curious if he was going to come away unscathed.
Okay. These idiots don't even know what they're talking about.
Stick to sports, man. Danny in New York. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Good, Danny.
First time, long time. Are callers given their height and weight? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
5'9½", 230. Felt like a gladiator.
Okay.
All right, I'm a longtime Cowboys fan from the Ice Bowl. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott unless the defense does it. That's my opinion. I'd like to know what you think. And also, Daniel Jones, you can't evaluate a quarterback with a bad offensive line.
Well, all right, thank you, Danny. Thank you for your height and weight. Thank you for your service. Now, Dak Prescott, you might not win the Super Bowl. Is it going to be because of Dak Prescott? I think people keep waiting for Dak to be somebody different than he is. You know, that's the issue. I think Dak is the player that you see. He's a good quarterback. Not a great quarterback. Good quarterback. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1995, O.J. Simpson was acquitted in the 1994 murder trial, and he was later found liable in a civil trial. That's 1995. And 2001, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants broke Babe Ruth's Major League single season record for walks at 171 walks in a season. That was 2001. In 2004, Barry Bonds was walked 232 times, including a 120 intentional walks. He hit 362 and 45 homers and they took the bat out of his hands, 232 plate appearances.
On this day, it was an afternoon game, 2000, Rick Ankiel became the first pitcher in over a century to throw five wild pitches in an inning. Third inning of the game against the Braves. That was game one of the NLDS. They ended up winning that game, I believe. Go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Daniel Jones, 1-12 in NFL primetime games. The Seahawks, 6-0 at MetLife, including that Super Bowl win over Peyton's Broncos.
Sean O'Connor.
Paul knows Ross Tucker very well.
Yes, he does.
He really does.
Marvin, what did you learn today?
Seton wore guy liner.
And painted his nails black.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Paulie.
Ross Tucker loves the movie The Program, and not in an ironic way.
What did I learn, Todd?
Last night at MetLife, it wasn't Daniel Jones' fault, yet it kind of was his fault.
PXG fittings, only $25. When you buy your clubs, $25 fitting fee is applied to your purchase, and a free 30-day follow-up to ensure that the fit is the right one. PXG.com, learn more. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. PXG.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.